This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. Should you need any medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice, please consult a professional in your area. Thank you. Once again, a normal introduction. Welcome to A Piece of Yourself. I hope your journey is going well as you continue to work on a piece of yourself, your mind, how you view things, all those complexities. Here with another wonderful human being, here to have a conversation. So, thank you so much for being here once again.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Much gratitude. We were just having a conversation and decided to start this episode so that we wouldn't lose a decent topic. When you get talking about so many things, it's easy to lose track of what you're doing. Easy to get distracted. And that leads to many other things. Freaking distractions, I'll tell you. They really get to me.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. We were talking about boredom. And how, with all these distractions, there's not as much time to be bored. To be bored and not have anything to do. Nothing to watch. Nothing to distract you. But time. I think inevitably, if you sat long enough with nothing to do, ideas would pop up in your head. I think even if you were thinking about yourself or whatever ideas might, like, because you would have that time to just sit there. Mm-hmm. And then you were sharing with me about how that transfers to art.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's... like, something that I deal with is that, like, I have, you know, especially, like, when you're working on art for yourself and not necessarily, like, with a group or for a deadline or anything like that, it can be hard to motivate yourself when you constantly have other things that you can choose to do. Like, I can choose to go and do stuff with my friends, or I can choose to, you know, watch an episode of something, or, you know, I can choose to cook a really big meal tonight, and that'll take up a lot of time. And instead of doing, you know, an artistic thing, whereas, you know, without so many distractions, like if I lived in a cabin in the middle of the woods, I'd probably be able to come up with a lot more content in just kind of every capacity than I do right now. And that's what I was talking about with the blacksmith of, you know.
Yeah, say it like you said it.
Yeah,
it was good.
You know, the most beautiful pieces of ironwork and steelwork that we've ever seen were most likely made by blacksmiths who were just bored that day at work and didn't have anything to do. I think that's true for, like, a lot of art, and a lot of art is just kind of people have run out of ideas, and so they stop trying to make an idea and they just start doing things. And I think that's something that can happen just from doing art, but it's also important, I think, to have that kind of boredom.
I think that the boredom challenges your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it challenges your mind, which brings up the emotions, the frustrations, and then once you continue with it even past that boredom, if you really allow boredom to sink in and not just like, oh, I'm gonna go for a horse ride and I'm gonna go out and keep tinkering, and people do that and that's fine, but it's something to focus our attention on.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how art kind of coincides a little bit to self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Self-awareness, realizing your own emotions, realizing things about, like, the big epiphanies that we have about things that we've held on to for years, and then we suddenly realize that we've been looking at it all wrong. But that requires you looking, and that requires time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that almost, too, requires boredom. Because if you're bored enough and you start really trying to push a subject, you will give yourself answers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you're bored enough and you keep pushing yourself with art, you'll, like, something will unlock that will inspire you. Yeah. Like, it's almost like it's beautiful, but it's silly how you might just be so bored that go, I'm going to do what I think right now would be the dumbest thing, mm-hmm. and then it turns out beautiful.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you, like, people just can't believe how beautiful it is, and you're like, what? How did that happen?
I think that comes down to, like, how, like, human productivity. I don't necessarily personally believe, like, totally that humans are, you know, here for work or to work, but I do believe that humans have a desire to be productive in some capacity, even if that's, you know, productively growing or productively taking care of yourself or productively taking care of your community. And I think that that's what that comes from. That's why that boredom sort of always leads to, you know, a doing of some kind, even if it is you just like doing something like silly that's just going to be kind of fun. It's because, like, we just want to be productive. We want to accomplish things, even the small, the silly, the, like, meaningless. It's still an accomplishment, and I think that that's important to us.
Something you said just now about work, I totally agree with what you said, but
mm-hmm.
the only thing I'm going to highlight was, because I'm the same feeling of, it's the industrialism
mm-hmm.
that we're not a fan of, right?
Yeah.
Because life is, in fact, work.
Mm-hmm.
By getting up every morning, especially on mornings where you might not want to get up, but maybe you've got some animals that are providing for you and you have an arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up and you take care of them and you push yourself. And we have to, it's some, like, productivity,
mm-hmm.
right? That's, because you can get kicked by an animal and maybe have an injury now. But the day-to-day things can be looked at as work and strenuous and tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute we start letting that in, we're kind of screwing ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to realize that life is work, and every day you're going to have to wake up. And if you feel tired, you're going to have to do some things, and maybe you're going to have to do some physical exercise, and maybe you'll mess up and you'll try to get back on the horse and it'll be a little bit harder now, but that's going to be work. But you know you're doing it for yourself. Maybe you want to change what you're eating, but because
mm-hmm.
you have to do that mentally, that's going to be work.
Because mm-hmm. exactly.
you're going to meet against yourself and
mm-hmm.
like butt heads, and
yeah.
maybe you'll fail and maybe you won't. So I think we need to embrace work, but we have to also understand what that word really means.
Mm-hmm.
Work just means achieving an activity, like getting something done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to work to feed ourselves, to figure out what we're capable of in certain avenues. I mean, even when you're skateboarding, I mean, you're putting in work
because
mm-hmm. it takes cardio
absolutely.
And it takes energy, and then you
mm-hmm.
get tired, then you're like, hey, I'm good. And you
mm-hmm.
get that second wind, you keep pushing yourself, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like even when it's just a, like, whether I'm using, like, I travel on my longboard back and forth to work a lot, especially like now that it's warm and stuff. And so like that has like a bit of an accomplishment to it. But even just like riding my board around
mm-hmm.
and just like having like a nice little board feels like a good thing that I did a thing. And so like I feel like that's kind of what I mean by the, like, that's why the boredom always ends up with that.
Because most of our jobs are feeding this
mm-hmm.
industrialistic idea that we don't really stand for.
Yeah.
So that's what's messing us up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant about the industrialism.
Mm-hmm.
Work,
yeah.
The jobs that we have, where we're in a factory or we're into this conglomerate thing that's
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
like basically merchants
mm-hmm.
20.0, you know, not just a guy that had a store. No, the guy that's like got 50 stores or
mm-hmm.
all the stores.
Yeah.
And then you're working for this person, and it's not like you know there needs to be that growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we definitely struggle with that, and because of this busy life, it's very hard to be bored now.
Yeah.
Because we have jobs. Take up a lot of our time. If we have families and we have other things that we're doing, there's so many distractions out there, and then like there's just all the streaming services. I mean, I have a couple of them myself. Mm-hmm. I've binge watched things. I actually did. I when Stranger Things came out, I watched the whole new season, you know, in a row. And
yeah.
Afterwards, like, I knew that I had wasted time that I potentially could have maybe done something else, mm-hmm. or learned something else. But we can't spend too much time ridiculing ourselves in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, boredom, you know, that was the main subject we started out with.
Mm-hmm. It's an important driving factor. I think it always will be, especially in, like, I guess you have to kind of make the space for it. You know what I mean? You have to, like, try and force yourself to disconnect.
At this point, we do.
Yeah, in ways that are, like, uncomfortable because we don't know how to be bored. We don't know what it's like to be bored anymore because we always have a way to inundate ourselves with information and colors and lights.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, like, yeah, I think one of the most important facets of it is just trying to make space for it, and that's uncomfortable just on its own. Not even living in the uncomfortableness of being bored, but, like, just trying to, like, just making the acknowledgement that, like, all I've been doing is sitting here staring at a screen in my hand an hour. And I could have been doing anything. I could have been doing anything else.
So, I suppose how to lead into that would be, I would just bring up the word curiosity. But then that might bring up a whole list of questions, like, what even is curiosity and how do you spark that? We all have it. When you find that one thing that really interests you,
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid, bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, they're creepy. I'm not a big fan of them. If some huge spider crawled at me right now, I'd probably be like, ah, mm-hmm. you know, and I'd bat it off of me. But yet I was still super fascinated with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're curious about something, like when we were talking about attention,
yeah.
that voluntary attention, you learn everything about that. So, because what you brought up was a valid point that made me think that while we are talking about boredom here, we have to remember that if we have all these distractions currently, if I have some streaming services, if I have my phone, if I have a lot of things that I currently use to waste my time with, and that's what I spend my hours, if I wanted to try to introduce some kind of boredom, you know, if you were going to make time to do absolutely nothing and you wanted to see what you would even think, like, you have to go in there with a certain curiosity,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
otherwise. Because usually that's what happens. The minute we start feeling bored, that's when we grab the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's when we put the streaming service on. So if you were going to talk about boredom to somebody, they would potentially say, yeah, I know what boredom is. And you know what I do when I'm bored? I get my phone or I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me introduce an idea that says, instead of doing the things you've currently been doing, and this might not sound fun at first, like the way I describe it, it's going to make it sound like shit. If I sit there and I go, how would you like to sit in a room and do absolutely nothing?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, do I have something, like, to play? Or no, nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I'll give you a piece of paper and a pencil. They, you know, well, okay, maybe you could say, I'd put you outside.
Mm-hmm.
So at least there'd be some nature,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. Not like a cube room,
yeah.
like a white room, but nothing.
Yeah.
Anybody might go a little messed up in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like, why would I want to do that? It
sounds boring.
Yeah, it sounds very, very boring. But I really do feel like when ancients and information talks about going within, I feel like a big part of that is almost like making yourself bored with this interlying background music about focusing on yourself,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing what kind of
well, it's
wonder about wondering.
Mm-hmm.
wonder why about what's happening,
mm-hmm.
not focusing on what's happening, right? Because we always relive the problem potentially, mm-hmm. or repeat it, instead of wondering why. Why is it happening though? I want to know why. Like I really want to know why. And maybe I'm asking myself on your own time, you know. It's like you got to be curious about yourself. You got to be like, you know what? There is way more to me than I even know.
And mm-hmm.
anybody listening, there's way more to you than you know. You think you know yourself? You don't. You know certain parts of yourself. Sure, you know certain reactive emotions that you have. But you, that person that can observe everything, that person that can always learn something new, a person that can take something and let it inspire them and create something out of it, that's always there. That's you. Trying to spend time reconnecting to that, I feel like boredom might be the gateway in some way. Because
mm-hmm.
usually, yeah, it's like once you...
Well, it kind of goes back to something that you were saying the last time we were chatting about something, a conversation that you were having with someone else where the doing can't happen. You can't just go out and do without something that you want to do. And I think that that's very similar to what we're talking about here, where like, yes, you need boredom, but you need to want to be bored for some reason. There needs to be something that you're like going into it for, I guess. If you just sit in a room by yourself doing nothing, then you might just drive yourself insane. But if you want to look at yourself, if you want to reflect on yourself, if you want to reflect on the things that you have control of and don't have control of and all of that kind of stuff, then that's when boredom kind of introduces itself in a more positive way.
Yeah, you know, because that just made me think of, like, because you were talking about the blacksmith, like back in that time.
Mm-hmm.
You might have spent, like, 5-10 days sitting there thinking about how... this sucks, you know, and nothing to do. And then the curiosity or something, maybe the curiosity isn't the word for it, but it's some thing within your mind that says, well, hold on now. What if I just went for a walk, and I know I've been on walks before, but I just try to see if I can notice everything blue, or I do something different, you know. If I wanted to, like, what even grows here or something,
mm-hmm.
and then you go out mm-hmm. and you try to be like, how many different kinds of plants can I find,
mm-hmm.
or something,
yeah.
and all of a sudden you find out that you have the most insatiable appetite for knowledge on plants, and you become a herbologist,
yeah.
and you become one of the best that ever existed,
mm-hmm.
You develop cures for things or something, you know, all because it's like, yeah, maybe I was bored, and maybe, because that seems to be the thing, you know, you gotta like, it's like you gotta sweat it out,
mm-hmm.
you gotta like get yourself all hot, and you gotta, like, it's gotta be a bit of a struggle almost, like it's, at least that's how it seems to have been for a long time, or how it kind of paints a picture of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you mentioned that you weren't sure curiosity was the right word. I think it is. I think that, like, I think that curiosity is kind of the, like, major driving force to the way that humans kind of just live or don't live, I guess,
mm-hmm.
also. But I just, like, I immediately think of, like why do I stick my finger in a light socket when I'm a kid, even if I've been told that, like, it'll hurt, or like it's like it might be dangerous or something, I'm still like, there's still this part of me that's like, is it, do you know that for sure, like, have you done it,
mm-hmm.
have you stuck your finger in, because if you haven't stuck your finger in, do you know that for sure? I'm gonna stick my finger into this light socket.
Yeah.
And I think that's like obviously a more like silly kind of dangerous example.
No,
but it's
that's serious though. That's mm-hmm. like your kid being like, "Give me all the evidence.
Yeah,
give me all the information on that subject."
Exactly.
Well, here's what I have. It's dangerous. Well, that's not telling me how and what will, like, what will it?
Mm-hmm.
Will it feel weird, or will it actually, like, what's going on? How do you know? Like,
yeah.
Like you were saying.
Yeah. What does hurt mean?
Curiosity.
Yeah.
And curiosity, it's like, how would you describe curiosity? You know, like if there was somebody that was like, because what I'm thinking is there may be, like, it may be hard to understand what curiosity is. Because I know I've always carried an imagination with me. I spent a lot of time on my own, so it grew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a truly wonderful thing that all of us have that capability of an imagination, which I think ties into curiosity a little bit, at least like one of the bones in the rib cage of curiosity, because imagination just really helps you come up with stuff. And same
well,
with art.
I think that that's kind of like a kind of very astute, that like I think that curiosity is just sort of the general driving force that makes you want to know, and everything that allows you to know, including your imagination, is all just a part of feeding into your curiosity, which is why I think that it's such an important like base level human thing.
Mm-hmm. Like when I think of curiosity in a baseline easy description, the thing is like, why is that like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like even if I could pose that question to you, the listener, why? Like, look at something that you don't know much about and just say, like, why do I have that? Okay, well, I have it because, like, maybe if it's a movie. I have it because I like to watch movies. Well, what's inside of it? Well, there's a Blu-ray disc. Well, what is that? And suddenly you're creating this whole story of like real things and steps that were part of the creative process that brought what you have in front of you. And that's just like, because with the bugs when I was a kid, it's like first you learn that like some bugs, their skeletons on the outside, and you're like, whoa, why? Well, because this is what they deal with, and this is what they're breathing in, and this is how they're acting, and this is what their world is like. And then you want to know why this and why that, and then suddenly you know a lot about it, and then you may have just found a hobby, or you may have just found something that makes you really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or if anything, like, you'll just know a little bit more than you knew yesterday.
Yeah. So much of human connection comes from understanding, like, literally just knowing what it is to, like you said, like why do these certain types of bugs have their exoskeleton? Like, why is it on the outside? Why is that the way that works? Because of the things that they have to deal with, because, like, they need to have a thicker exterior to protect, blah, 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 blah. And that is exactly the same way that it functions for, like, understanding, like, other people. Other people have their exoskeleton because they had to deal with circumstances that you didn't have to. Your skeleton's on the inside because of the circumstances that you dealt with in your life.
Yes. Yes. Compassion, right? Compassion and teaching and education, because we are always teaching each other. Sometimes we're teaching each other our problems. Sometimes we're teaching each other some of the tools they can use to get out of the mud. But compassion and teaching are everything. Like, that's literally how you create a wonderful, loving, creative and thriving society, really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One that wouldn't be industrialistic and materialistic. And yes, we would still have and use materials, but they would... there would be a much deeper understanding of everything, because yes, we need to understand that everybody does have stuff. We've all dealt with suffering, dealt with things within our mind, and we were all not educated properly in terms of how to deal with our emotions, what our emotions were, and our potential, because our parents and very easily 100 if not 1,000 parents before were mentally on some of the same guidelines of materialistic things, and they didn't know what was going on with their emotions, and they were overreacting to things, and they were making mistakes, and they weren't learning from them. You know, but you go back far enough, we weren't making some of those mistakes. Yeah, sure, there were wars, and I'm sure there were some really messed up things going on in terms of disagreements. I mean, there's always been those things, but I feel like on an individual scale, people had more understanding of some of these things. Oh, man. But then we got to teach people, you mm-hmm. know, like, it's like, I see your pain, but then I have a choice. And yes, the only way I'm going to have this choice is if I know what you're going through and how you could help yourself. But then what am I if I just sit idly by?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I have a chance to talk to you, and it doesn't mean you're going to listen, but I can at least start planting the seed in there, because that's what teaching is. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't take the good seeds, but maybe you don't have any good seeds around. Every time somebody's telling you a lot of their issues and their outlook, more importantly, how they think things work, if it's inherently negative, it's just very, very toxic. And if you don't have the tools, those weeds will completely overthrow your path,
mm-hmm.
and you won't see it anymore. You know, it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, well, it's just like you were talking about how it really feels like humans weren't meant to live in systems of people so large, like cities and towns and settlements beyond, you know, like about 100 people. And that kind, like, it's impossible to have that kind of connection with as many people as we live around now.
Oh,
that,
no, that's like, right, that's
that
right.
That understanding and compassion for, you know, there's 150, 180,000 people here, just here,
yeah.
that I have to try and be understanding and compassionate yeah. towards without knowing anything about what they're going through, despite, you know, my own human experiences. But if there were less people, I would know them deeper. I would have a much deeper understanding of them. I would have a much deeper connection to them. They would have a deeper connection to me and
yes.
understanding of me.
The safety, there's so much that would be different, right? And you would have more, maybe more confidence, maybe all these different things, you know, that are lacking more in these times, or much harder to acquire as they may have been. I mean, if I walked down the street and went to the store and I'm like, oh, hey, look, it's Pete, Stu, and Joe, and, you know, Curly Sue, and whatever, and whatever. I mean, well, you know what, I should have done was went back even further, but you probably couldn't pronounce those names too good, because, you know, some of the old Viking names and stuff, they were
mm-hmm.
like Bjornhart and different words. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it's very much that disconnect is much harder to bridge, which leads to a dissatisfaction with compassion, which leads to more disconnect, which leads to more people finding ways to fill up their time with distractions, which leads to less boredom, which leads to stagnation and a lack of creativity and color.
Because, well, you were touching base earlier when we were talking just mm-hmm. about accomplishments. And, you know, I've known people and I've known people and I've experienced myself, you know. You ever feel like you don't love yourself?
Yeah.
They always tell you to love yourself and you're like, well, what even is that? Like, going to the restaurant and having a good meal? Like, yeah, maybe there's some treating yourself, you know, but in reality, you know, we are human beings. Mm-hmm. We are so capable. We were built to accomplish great things because of just our mind, the fact that we can even wonder the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I am on and off with my focus here.
Yeah, that blueberry was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's very much all connected in that same vein of just sort of...
Oh, okay. The loving yourself thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
The only way to really achieve those things is through accomplishment.
Yeah.
Little ones, seeing what you're capable of doing. You know, it's like even if you were that kid and you made that jump and you jumped in on your bike, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
mm-hmm.
oh man, I actually did that.
Yeah.
I accomplished something. And then you want to start pursuing new things or start growing in some way. And maybe it's knowledge. And yeah, accomplishing is definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But then that just leads into a whole other spectrum of stuff because, you know, we could be accomplishing right now technically by getting things done, but maybe we're not doing what we're best suited to do, you know, mm-hmm. and that's a whole other path too. But
mm-hmm.
but yeah, so probably all ties back to that boredom and that curiosity because usually, maybe sometimes you spend so long at a job and you think, sit there one day and you start really thinking because you have some time. You let that curiosity get a hold of your mind
mm-hmm.
during times of boredom and you start coming up with these ideas. And then yes, it's difficult to pursue some of these ideas just because pursuit of anything can feel scary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing to acknowledge of how, yes, we allowed that to be scary from the very first time. And it's like, where was the parent when the little kid screams and starts running away from something and grabs them and says, look at me. Everything is okay. Now turn around. I want you to look at that. I'm right here. Look at what that is. It's okay. And then they would totally calm down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
that doesn't happen. That's the education we all needed.
Mm-hmm.
We needed that, like, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
See? Oh, remember what I told you? Oh, yeah, that's what you're feeling. Now, you might not understand, but here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start learning, and then you know how to approach every other time that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, like, forcing yourself to, like, kind of face that uncomfortableness. Like we were talking about, like, just being uncomfortable in boredom and... Even just the discomfort of facing the fact that you have to disconnect it in and of itself is something that, like, I don't know, it's hard. My parents for sure just let themselves be distracted. They just let themselves watch movies and
because they had their jobs mm-hmm. and they worked and they came home and they wanted to relax and popped on a movie because everybody else was doing it and. Their parents weren't like, this is what life is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like you're 007. Some 007 soul on a mission. And that mission is figuring out who you are, pursuing those things that you're really good at and you know you're good at because you love it.
Yeah.
And then making that world a little bit smarter and a little bit better in your own way,
mm-hmm.
aside
mm-hmm.
from getting stuck in this race,
mm-hmm.
in this game,
yeah,
and then in all the judgments that come with not working on yourself. And, you know, okay, cool, you know, you watched a show. Yes, I've watched shows too. But, you know, I can safely say that after I watch a show, I don't talk about it with anybody. But a bunch of people will come around and talk about the show for, like, hours.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, okay. The show, when you watched it, okay, then when you stopped watching it, yeah, it was over. That was the end of it. It's gone now. Now what's going on in your brain? You mm-hmm. know, what's going on about you? Because you know that show isn't in your life at all, right? Like, you know that it's not going to impact you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to talk about the show. Okay, well, you can, but we can also, you know, like, is there anything going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is your day? How you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? What do you mean feeling?
People talking about their emotions is something that's like...
And that's what I feel like boredom leads into, right?
Yeah,
like
ability to connect.
If you can... But perhaps I'm not focusing on the fact that there is definitely something about... If I'm bored and I have... And I've never been given any tools.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to say it's not possible to let some curiosity flow and wonder some things. But there definitely must be a difficulty if somebody wonders something and then nobody's ever there to tell them.
Yeah.
That thing that they're wondering. Because that's a reality, too, in mm-hmm. the world that we live in, you mm-hmm. know. If you're in a situation where you get curious about stuff, but there's no answers, you know. There is a way to find answers. And maybe you'll become a person that can't associate as much with other people in your life, but you know so much now, and you're learning things, and it's motivating you, and it's driving you, and it's giving you a deeper appreciation. I mean, knowledge is power. You know, mm-hmm. we're all supposed to figure these things out, and I really feel like because we should all learn these things and be bored, allow the curiosity to flow, figure out a deeper connection to ourselves, who we are, and how we want to, I guess, give back in a sense, because even if we weren't working for money, but everybody was living in a community where everybody was helping everybody out, like they would still have to be people that didn't work,
mm-hmm.
but they yeah. would just be for free. They yeah. would just be doing it because they love doing it, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, that will always exist. Like mm-hmm. just, you know, gotta plow those fields.
Yeah.
Hard work. Who's paying me? No one. You know what's going to happen though? We're going to make a whole bunch of food. It's yeah. going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that, even just like being okay with like, not even like boredom in itself, but just like sort of mundane things. Like you got to plow the field. You know what I mean? It's something that you're going to have to do every single year. You're going to have to do it for weeks to get it all right. And
yeah.
it's tedious, and it might not be the most enjoyable thing, but
sometimes
you have to plow the field.
You'll run into stumps.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the plow will break. You'll have to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the rows won't grow. Maybe the birds ate the seeds. You have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have these challenges. You have to work through things. And maybe they keep eating the things, and then they're like, oh man. But you see right there, if the farmer's dealing with an issue, he's got curiosity on his side
mm-hmm.
because he wants to figure out how to fix that. So it's like, I can't afford to lose more, but like we only have so many seeds and we need like cucumbers or whatever
yeah.
it might be.
Yeah.
So he's sitting down and he's really thinking about it. He's pacing, but he's thinking because he's got that curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
It drives you to want to brainstorm. It took me a long time, you know, in elementary school when I was just, I mean, yes, I was going through some things of bullying in that time, but from school itself, I just wasn't too caring of the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did everything I had to, but when they would always talk about brainstorming, I would always be like, what are you talking about? What is that? Because even when I'm younger, like I'm thinking, don't you just have an idea and then that's that and you have it?
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
actually, you do, but then it's like, it's crap. You have to like, then maybe you make it, you yeah. fail, and then you have to like change it, or you have mm-hmm. to realize mm-hmm. things about it, or you have to take a little bit of extra time to try to make sure that you. Because, yeah, I think.
And that's born of curiosity. It's born of, like, the want to know if you can do better, right? The want to know if this can be better. If this idea can be more than what you've brought so far. And it just loops back. It just always loops back.
Oh, man, it does. Oh, man. Well, we're going to end this episode here. It's been a good little chunk. Little less than an hour. Well, it's like almost 40 minutes, so maybe it won't be too long for you to sit and listen. Hope you enjoyed the topics. Boredom is so important. But again, getting curious, knowing that you have to read the right things, start understanding the right things, perhaps, before you start that process of boredom. And You know, I mean, if you wanted to sit down and you've never sketched anything in your life and you had a piece of paper and a pen and you just started sketching and it looked real dumb and you felt all disappointed about yourself, maybe what's going to come up is there anything I can read about how to draw better? And then maybe you have to spend a few days doing some reading and then you'll try again. And then it might not be what you want, but it's probably going to be like at least 5% better than the first drawing you did. And then there's a process. So thanks a lot, brother. I really enjoyed this conversation with you.
Thanks, man.
Be well. Much strength to you on your journey. May you continue realizing things about yourself and learning and working through those emotions. Until next time.